All right, everyone, welcome to our next Dear Guitar Industry topic. Now, we're going to talk about guitar rigs and the changes in guitar rigs in the industry, but I want to mention right off the top our pickup chooser form. There's a link below in either this video or the podcast. If you're listening, go find the link, fill that out. That is a simple form that you put in all your information, all the gear that you have, the guitar that you want to change pickups out on, and then we'll help you find a solution. So, ready to jump into this topic today? First off, thanks for those who have been listening to our podcast. We've been getting some good feedback from you guys, some good discussions on these videos, and so we've had a good time with that, kind of continuing to think of new and fresh topics, and so we'd love your suggestions on topics as well. So, all right, Marco, I'm going to give you kind of like first thought on this, but we're talking today about rigs and how rigs have changed and morphed, and kind of focusing specifically on the pedal and the amp world, I think. So
yeah,
maybe, just kind of as we, you know, a few minutes before we turn the camera on and hit record, kind of hit you with the topic. So where's your mind going right now?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it's pretty, everyone kind of knows about modeling versus kind of like analog equipment now. And I think that this kind of like spurred the debate because more and more you see people admiring the flexibility of these like modeling rigs, but there's still, you know, those people that are saying, oh, but the amps, they do just a very specific thing. Mm-hmm. And I definitely am kind of in the very safe boat of saying, well, I mean, we have the option of doing a lot of different things. We can have both. We can have amps and we can have the modeling rigs. But one interesting thing that I've noticed, and I don't know how many of you have also noticed this, is that you hear places saying, oh, everyone's kind of getting rid of their big amps and moving up to tube amps, or even like switching from their pretty solid and reliable modeling rig to incorporate like, oh, well, I do at least have like a 2x12 cabinet on stage to have some stage sound,
yeah,
you know, and you need something pumping that full of juice, I think. So
yeah,
some sort of power amp or even just like a small combo, you know, I think that's really cool, and that people are starting to bring stuff back in. And I just love that it's like, oh, modeling, so I can take one trip. But now people are like, well, actually, I want to bring another amp. And then you're like, well, I'll bring another guitar.
Yeah,
and well, I'll bring two amps. So
yeah,
it seems like it's just going back. And everybody says that like history repeats itself.
Right.
We're just back into it now.
Well, I hear bell bottoms are coming back. So maybe, you know, full stacks are also coming back, you know. Uh-huh. Kind of in the same, you know, similar eras, maybe a little earlier on the bell bottoms. But yeah, I think about used to be boutique amps were kind of the craze when we started this business. So you go back to like even like the early to mid 2000s, it was like the Matchless and the Divided by 13, and these boutique amps was like, oh, we've got to have this boutique 212 whatever combo. I mean, I had a Bad Cat in the early 2000s that I just loved, and it was, man, an awesome amp, and I'm glad they're still kicking today. Mm-hmm. But I think about just the way, you know, situations changed, whether it's like, you know, now you have so many options. If you're doing a fly date, right, you can get an amp that's this big that fits on your pedal board, and that may just work for your gig. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the Iridium from Strymon. You also have a bunch of amps. I have the FM3 from Fractal and a bunch of amps. And it's kind of like you said, you know, it depends on the situation, but really, we'd love to hear your guys' thoughts on where the trends are going and where you saw them go. You remember, were you a part of that craze where everyone was buying multi-$1,000 amps for a while? Mm-hmm. Not everyone, but a lot of people kind of in our corner of the gear industry were buying really expensive amps. And then the pedal boards were huge. Remember that? Like,
yeah.
Used to be like, we got to get the pedal train? The biggest.
The Terra, I think they call it.
Oh, really? Yeah. What was the one right below it?
Oh man, I'm not sure.
There was like,
Novo,
I remember the
24.
Yeah, the big giant one, right? It's like you need like a rack to carry it, some wheels, and that was the thing, right? And then you had to fill that up with all the pedals, and now you have certain multi-effect pedals that maybe do what five stomp boxes would do, and so that changes people's rig. And you know, there's more options than ever right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's like in terms of pedal boards, are you seeing any certain trends? Like, I mean, you see the rig rundowns and there's a lot of standard, you know, stomp boxes that are still holding on strong, but you're starting to see a ton of digital stuff creeping into pedal boards where maybe that was like frowned upon not even that long ago. I mean, we think in gear years, it kind of like accelerates really fast.
Yeah. But. Yeah. I mean, I guess I've definitely seen the trend of like, well, and we're all, each and every one of us is not getting any younger. We're all getting older, even if we're 14 or if we're 45 or whatever. And I think there's always the push of like, well, it's just lighter and it's easier. And I definitely see that being the case, is like lighter and easier. And
sure.
And you're saying like, yeah, oh, I love all five of these pedals, but this one digital unit does all of those. And maybe that just takes up this little space. And now my pedal board gets to be this big instead of that big. And I that's just kind of what I seem to see is like the prime motivator for that stuff. Or, you know, maybe like space limitations, people that don't have like a music room and have like a tiny little quarter or corner in their like living room that, that they're allowed to keep their stuff in or something. But so that maybe is like a thing as well. But it just seems like lightweight, minimalist, like slim, modern, tiny is back in. I think it's funny how in the 80s it was like, oh, you need the full stack. And even around that time you were talking about with like the heyday of the boutique amps, maybe the first wave of American boutique amps or whatever, it was like a half stack head, but it was just like a tiny version of that. And maybe that
it was like the lunchbox, right?
They
that was what they called the lunchbox series. And there was so many things like that. We're like, oh, this is so cool. And
yeah,
it's interesting.
So I wonder if like in our lifetimes we've seen like that trend and we can almost like trace that trend. And now we're seeing everyone, you know, making small amp combos or preferring small amp combos, and people liking Blues Juniors now. When I remember when you would get kind of laughed out of town for having a Blues Junior, but that's just what I see is like the big trend is, you know, like slimmer, tinier, lighter. Yeah.
Well, the joke was like, you know, a musician shows up to a gig and he has a laptop and his guitar, you know, and it's not, I don't think it's quite that bad. It is in some cases, but I'm thankful for the laptop type built-in guitar effects and all the things that, that you can do. It's certainly, certainly awesome. So I just, I feel like this is a kind of an open-ended discussion. I think we would really love to have you guys go to our YouTube channel. If you're watching this on YouTube, just go down below where it says enter comment, and then you can let us know what you see trends, like what trends have you gone through? Like we've both gone through, I think we can safely say we've both gone through some of these trends where we bought, you know, we bought the, I used to think, like I mentioned the Bad Cat, I used to think, oh, if I just get this Bad Cat, my tone's going to be fixed forever. And it was great. And it was a Hot Cat 15 and I loved that thing. And then I got a Mesa and I kind of, you know, went through all sorts of iterations of that. And now I'm playing a much smaller kind of digital rig for most things, but then there's nothing like plugging in the tube amp still. But then you have these Boss Katanas and you have all these things that are like, they're legitimately good sounding amps for most players, and they're not breaking the bank either. Which so like the tone is has also improved, I think, of the options. So we could go like all day, I think, on this. But any kind of final thoughts or any funny things you've seen in the industry? Kind of I always like the guys that buck the trend, right? They're going backwards, and maybe they're like, I'm going right to full stacks. You know, everyone's going digital. I'm going full, you know, full tube or whatever.
Yeah, I guess there's always those fun little outliers, I guess. And if anything, it just makes it more noteworthy when you're like out at a show or you see a picture of somebody and you're like, whoa, that's their rig.
Yeah.
And I think that's pretty interesting. And in the DIY like show space and kind of like extreme music spaces, like it has always kind of been cool to have to be louder than the other bands you're playing with.
Yeah.
And so you get kind of some of the craziest hodgepodge of stuff, like bass amps for guitars and really loud amps and stuff like that. And so I think there's always that stuff's always near and dear to my heart. And I'm kind of, when able, I like to bring that stuff, but I love the flexibility of I can just, you know, take a board and go, and we can not be held up plugging stuff in. It's all ready to go and it's all mapped out. So I think, I guess my thing to say is you can have both. Mm-hmm. And you should have both. I think it makes you, you know, it's like learning to play with a pick and fingers. Like there's just more stuff to do, and you might find yourself, you know, just a lot better off.
Yeah, definitely. Well, let us know what you guys think in the comments. If you have not subscribed to our channel and you're watching this, we'd love for you to subscribe and just be a part of these series and other pickup related videos. And you can always check us out at porterpickups.com as well. Thank you guys for watching and for listening. And we will be back with more of these very soon.
Yeah, later, y'all.